Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Oh, I so want this to be my best year ever. I am committed to having it be my best year ever. I'm committed to having it be your best year ever. If you tune in and listen to our shows, that could very well happen for you because we always deliver powerful life lessons. So welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. It is the Hour to Empower with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. Today, our very cool guest is Gregory Monsantry, and I'm very excited because he is a first-time guest, and I know he will deliver a powerful message. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. You need only log into JoyceBarryandFriends.com. Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. JoyceBarryandFriends.com, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You will want to share these powerful messages with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our brand new Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. So new, in fact, that it is a work in progress, and hopefully within a few weeks we'll have our knockout version, our wow version. But at any rate, it is up, so be sure to check like, because we like that, and you will get to hear all the information about our shows. You can follow us on Twitter as well, another social media. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is JoyceBarry.com, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I do go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see if there is anything you want to ask me or our guests or comment on. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today, Gregory Monsantry. Folks, I really do believe that every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this upcoming year may be indeed your best year ever. So before we get involved with our great guest today, Gregory Monsantry, we want to make sure you're ready to hear what he has to say. So we are giving you this wake-up call.
Here is success coach Joyce Barry with a wake-up call.
A call for riches coming my way, today and each and every day. A call for opportunities here and now. Incredible ways to make money. Wow. A call for good health, a mind and body that's sound because of the amazing healthy products I found. A call to the Lord to make my dreams come true. Just give me the wisdom to know what to do. And folks, if you know what to do, just do it. If not now, when? And that is my mantra, folks. If not now, when? Today in the Coach's Corner, I'm going to share with you some quotes from H. Jackson Brown Jr. For those of you who may not know who he is, he is an American author best known for his inspirational book, Life's Little Instruction Book, which was a New York Times bestseller between 1991 and 94. Its sequel, Life's Little Instruction Book, Volume 2, also made it to the same bestseller list in 1993. It's one of these little pocketbooks that you can read in about a half an hour. At any rate, here are some of my favorite quotes. Our character is what we do when we think no one is looking. Let the refining and improving of your own life keep you so busy that you have little time to criticize others. People take different roads seeking fulfillment and happiness. Just because they are not on your road doesn't mean they've gotten lost. Good manners sometimes means simply putting up with other people's bad manners. Remember that the most valuable antiques are dear old friends. I never expect to lose. Even when I'm the underdog, I still prepare a victory speech. That one I really, really love. Talent without discipline is like an octopus on roller skates. There's plenty of movement, but you never know if it's going to be forward, backwards, or sideways. Life doesn't require that we be the best, only that we try our best. Think big thoughts, but relish small pleasures. Never deprive someone of hope. It may be all they have. Be smarter than other people. Just don't tell them so. Success is getting what you want. Happiness is liking what you get. When you are angry or frustrated, what comes out? Whatever it is a good indication of what you're made of. Oh, my goodness, the difference between nearly right and exactly right. You can hire someone to practice for you. Opportunity dances with those already on the dance floor. And finally, nothing is more expensive than a missed opportunity. Over to you, Gregory. Did you resonate with those? They were some of my favorites. What did you think?
I am smiling ear to ear. They're absolutely outstanding. I love when you said, if not now, when? Because I always tell people, someday is not a day of the week, you know? So, you know, you never have to be great to start, but you got to start to be great. Back to you, Joyce.
Oh, I think it's so funny that you said you always tell people someday is not a day of the week. I wrote an original poem on that, and I'll have to play it later on in the show because that poem is a huge hit, and it is an original when I made the discovery that someday is not a part of the week. Well, let me talk to you about Gregory Monsantry, who is a part of the show today. He is an entrepreneur, social media coach who loves sports, cooking, movies, charitable work, and helping people. Wow, I can say I'm with you on that. No wonder we resonate. Born in Newport News, Virginia, Gregory grew up in South Jersey. His career in social networking began at the early age of 18. He traveled the world, residing in locations ranging from the Bronx, New York, to Maui, Hawaii. After the tragic events of 9/11, Gregory moved to Southern Florida to be closer to the sunshine, something else I resonate with you about because I did that just a few months ago. It was there where he not only began his career in network marketing, which retired him from his day job at the early age of 33, it is also where he met the love of his life, Hope. Gregory's nonstop, no-bull approach to business, along with his strong commitment, is the driving force behind his success. Today, he continues to grow his business and assist all who are a part of it. Gregory has a true passion for what he does, and he is laser-focused on the success of others. Here's to your success, Gregory. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me so much. It's a pleasure to be here. You know, it's amazing because it's so true. And I believe there was a great man that said this. I believe he says Zig Ziglar, and he recently passed. And he says that you could have anything you want in life if you help others get what they want. And it's so true because once you get away from that selfishness, whether it's conscious selfishness or unconscious selfishness, once you get away from that, you put others first. You really will get everything you want in life, and that's not a a selfish act at all. You know, when you help people and you put other people first, it's a heck of a ride. It's a lot of fun, and you're making an impact in people's lives. You know, Joyce, thank you for the wonderful intro. I am only 33 years old. I'm enjoying my life. I'm constantly learning every day. And, you know, one of the biggest things for me is the word commitment. And that's why we're having the show. And that's what I'm talking about today. It's commitment, commitment to yourself, commitment to your business. I believe that commitment is so strong. I think it's unknown who said commitment is the face of conflict. Commitment in the face of conflict produces character. So, you know, things come your way. There's distractions all the time. There's issues will arise. People live different lifestyles, and conflict will occur. But when you're committed and you face a conflict with commitment, it's going to produce character. And I wouldn't be anywhere I am today without committing to myself, committing to my business, some mentors around me, my wife. So that's big. You got to have that. So I want to touch on just a few things about myself. I don't like to really put myself to the center here, but obviously I am the guest, so I will say a little bit here. I started out, like you said, back when I was 18 in social media, but I was an IT guy. I fixed computers for a living. I was the guy you would call in your cubicle because you're having a computer issue and your monitor isn't working. You'd call IT, and there was Greg. I'll be right up, you know, and I was able to help people do that, and that was something that I enjoyed, but I didn't want to do it for the rest of my life. I wanted to, even though I was helping people with their computers, I felt stronger, you know, and a lot of people probably out here listening and watching can say to yourself, you know what, I have that feeling too. I feel I'm worth more than what I'm currently doing, and for me, you know, I believe that we are worth a lot more than we even realize. You know, a lot of us out there. So you have to put that into perspective. So for me, I said, you know what, I'm on this earth. I want to impact more people. I'm 33. Life is short. When my time comes, I want to make sure that when I go, I've done everything I could to make other people's lives, whether successful, fulfilling in general. So that is my goal, and that's what I strive to do every day. And commitment is a big part of that, because when you do start to see success, people will watch you, people will focus on you, and if you're not a committed type of person, they're going to learn from you. I've met a lot of people in the industry, a lot of people along my journey of success, and I've learned from every one of them. Some were bad, you know, some were bad people, bottom line, you know, but I've learned from that, and I've learned from the great, and I've learned from the committed, and I've learned from the generous. So, you know, you're always constantly learning. A couple things I do is I'll always take 30 minutes a day and read. It could be from the great Jim Rohn, Napoleon Hill, Tony Robbins. I feel like you definitely need to feed your brain with positive information, information that's going to grow you as a person, because success will not come to you unless you change, and you change for the better. If you always stay the same, you're just always going to have what you always have. So change is inevitable. Be prepared for that. And when you make a commitment, you know, and we're going to get into that in just a second here, but the people around you, I always surround myself with positive people. Joyce, I have to tell you, I'm cutthroat like that. I really put a stand to it. It could be a family member. It could be anyone. Life is so precious. The focus that you have, the commitment that you have to yourself and your business is so precious. No one's going to ever pay your bills for you. No one's going to ever, put maybe you first. You are in control of your life, in my opinion. So for me, I want to be surrounded by people that are only going to make me a better person, people that are going to challenge me to become a better person. So that's what I focus on. Music. How about music? We all love music. I love that little jingle that was in the beginning of the show. I can't wait to hear it again. I love it. I was laughing. I was smiling. I absolutely love that stuff. I love music. I know music is a big factor in people's lives. Music makes you feel great. Music can make you feel angry. Music can make you feel sad. Music can make you feel in love. So music itself is so powerful that, you know, I'm constantly throwing on. If I'm working at my office, I'm putting on YouTube and playing some great uplifting songs that are going to make me feel good, push me to the next level, focus me, keep my commitment to what my desire is, which is being successful in my business and growing as an individual. So music's huge. Reading, the people around you, these are all things that I've done in the last few years to really get to where I'm at. And, you know, I'm having a great time doing it. Again, constantly learning. But I'm going to get into something about commitment, because it's because of commitment that I am where I am. I could have quit on myself many times, more than I have fingers and toes. I could have quit on myself. Again, if it wasn't for the mentor I have, I'll call him out, Jerry Olson, and my wife, Hope. What a beautiful, perfect name is that, huh? Right when I needed hope, I found it. Now I'm just trying not to lose hope.
Oh, so, that's very cute. That's adorable.
She is a sweetheart. She is the salt to my pepper, the mustard to my ketchup. We make a great team, and if it wasn't for her, again, I wouldn't be where I'm at. You know, there's a lot. That's why it's very important to keep positive people around you. So, you know, I could have quit many times, Joyce. I'm sure in your career, you might have, you know, had hit a wall, and you said, you know, this isn't working, but you kept going. Something inside you said, you know what? I'm going to keep going because this is my dream. This is what I'm achieving. What I want to happen. This is the goal. You know, the road to success is very bumpy. You can swerve. You can fall asleep. You can almost hit a tree. There'll be animals in the way. There'll be everything. But if you can get over those bumps and follow and stay the course and keep learning and stay on that road, you're going to be fine. And all your dreams will come true. And so I put together something I like to call 10 questions to ask yourself before giving up on your dream. Because, you know, through the road to success or through the road, the journey that you have in whatever business you're in and whatever, you know, industry you're in, you're going to see people around you quit. You're going to get negative people around you. You're going to have people give up on themselves. And this could affect you. It could easily affect you because it's a distraction. And their distractions occur every single day, every moment. The human brain is very sensitive. You have to surround it and keep it filled with, you know, happiness, fun, meaning, passion, change, you know, love, relationships, mindfulness, peace. You have to have all this going on in your brain, and you will slide. It's just human nature. It's the brain. There's so much going on, but to stay focused and stay committed is so key. So, Joyce, if you don't mind, I'd love to go through the 10 questions to ask yourself.
Yeah, wait. Just hold that thought for 1 second. I just want to tell you that I'm going to put you in the Guinness Book of Records for the fastest speaker of all time. So I just want you to know there's no one I've ever had that even comes close. Your mind is, you know, so quick. But since you're giving 10 questions, I know people are going to want to take notes. So you need to slow down so they can write those questions, have those questions. Just take a few breaths, slow down, and I look forward to the questions.
Let me move my espresso off to the side. Joyce, I have a question for you. Were you able to keep up with what I was saying?
Yes, I was able to keep up with what you're saying. At the same time, I'm back and forth in the chat room. I'm focusing on the controls. I'm focusing on who people are calling into the show. I never knew what the word multitasking was till I had this show. So, yes, I can. But you need to know that we have a worldwide audience. Can the people in Africa keep up with you when they're at a different pace? We are worldwide. So I need you to slow down, especially something like 10 questions that I know people are going to want for future reference. Go ahead, Gregory.
Are you ready? Okay. So we put together here our 10 questions to ask yourself before giving up on your dream. Okay? Because we all face obstacles in pursuing our goals, whether they're professional or personal. We think we're on the right track, but we realize we've chosen the wrong approach. We're enthusiastic and hardworking, but our support system disintegrates when we need them the most. We're just about to make significant progress when we run out of time or funding. Tenacious as we may be, we all have our breaking points, that moment when the potential rewards stop justifying the effort. Usually that's the hump that separates your best shot and your best reality. Before you throw in the towel and go back to something safe and far less taxing, ask yourself the following questions. 1, why did you want to pursue this goal to begin with, and has anything changed? You had a good reason for committing to this plan. Maybe you visualized a financial-free future once you started this new business, or you realized you'd live longer and healthier if you lost 40 pounds. Odds are you still want those things as much as you did before. You just stopped believing you could have them because your attempts have yet to yield the results. Now you have to ask yourself, if you push through the discomfort, Will it be worth it in the end? Number two question, have you been operating with too much information? With so much information at our fingertips on the good old World Wide Web, it's easy to overwhelm yourself with more knowledge than you can apply. You read ebooks and blogs, participate in teleconferences and coaching sessions, and join user forums to talk about getting things done. One of the two things happen as a result. You spend more time planning to act than actually acting. Or you devote minimal energy to multiple plans instead of committing to one solid approach. Instead of drowning in all the data, why not narrow it down and start again from a less overwhelming space? The third question I'd like to ask yourself is, did you get a SMART goal? And what SMART goals are this. The S means specific. You know exactly what your world would look like when you achieve this goal. Measurable. You will have a specific plan to mark your progress as you go. Attainable. You have an attitude and aptitude to make your goal a reality. Realistic. You're willing and able to do the required work. Time-bound, you've set a concrete time frame for completion to create a sense of urgency. If you didn't get a SMART goal, you may have set yourself up for failure. How can you possibly make something happen if you don't know exactly what you want or didn't really believe you could do it? Are you really willing to walk away when you didn't give yourself every opportunity to succeed? And the fourth question that we have here written down, because we have a total of 10, the fourth one is, what's the worst thing that will happen if you keep going and you don't reach your goal? Often when I turn around, it's because I'm afraid of failing, afraid other people will be disappointed in me or judge me, or afraid I've wasted my time. In all reality, no one ever judges us like we judge ourselves. And we always grow and learn through the process of striving, regardless of what we attain. If you don't keep going, you'll never know how far you could have gone, and you'll miss out on being the person you'd become through the effort itself. If you do keep going, well, it's like this quote, shoot for the moon, for even if you miss, you'll land among the stars. And the fifth question we like to ask yourself is, are you afraid of succeeding? You know, some people have the biggest problem is that they don't like responsibility. There's many things they'd like to do, but they resist because they don't want the power to impact, hurt, or disappoint other people. And that doesn't mean that they don't have dreams. It just means they're scared of what achieving them will entail. If you can relate to this feeling, perhaps you'll respond well to the mantra I've been repeating, great power comes with great responsibility, but it also brings great rewards. If you play it safe, you won't hurt or disappoint anyone. You won't help or inspire anyone. And equally important, you won't help yourself or inspire yourself. Number six.
Okay, hold that thought. Whoa. Yeah. I just want to go back to number three. Did you get a SMART goal? I love acronyms. I love that one. SMART, measurable, attainable, realistic. And the key was time frame. Was that correct?
Time bound. B-O-U-N-D.
Oh, time bound.
Yeah.
Okay, because I wasn't quite sure what you said. And then you talked about the framework for completion. So the word was I was wondering, because they all had one word and that had a few. So I had a feeling I missed something. Now, hold on to the other five. We're going to come back to you. I just want to get people a chance to catch up with their notes and play my original poem on Someday. Someday, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. I went to my calendar and took a look. I discovered that Someday was not in the book. I looked carefully, for Someday I did seek, but only Monday through Sunday appeared on each week. I got really confused. This was not funny. I always said someday I'd make very good money. I always said someday I'd get everything done. I always said someday I'd be number one. I always said someday this and someday that. Someday is starting to sound like very old hat. I became very sure that something was wrong. No, someday on my calendar all along, I thought everything I wanted would come to be. It would happen someday. I kept telling me. It was someday. I kept telling you that all our dreams were sure to come true. How shocking to discover that all along, someday was not in the calendar. How could I be so wrong? How could I not know that why I was stuck was that someday would never, ever show up? There wasn't a calendar anywhere, none to be found, that had someday in it. It would never come around. I always knew that if something is going to be, I am totally responsible. It's all up to me. I thought of my goals and made a new list. How exciting to realize that someday did not exist. Now I really know without any doubt that Monday through Sunday is in and someday is out. So I ask you women, I ask you men, I ask myself, if not right now, when? Gregory, it was like someone, you know, like you that had made that statement that I saw that someday is just not going to come around, and that inspired me. And in just a short time, like in one night or something, that whole thing just came to me. So did that drive home the point that someday does not exist?
Absolutely. It was awesome. I loved it so much. That was great.
And feel free to quote me with that poem on any of your calls or conferences. People really use that to drive it home. So I just wanted to share that with you all. And we're going back to the questions to ask yourself before giving up with Gregory Musantre. And let's go now through 6 through 10.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much. And, you know, the 6 through 10 that I have down here, I'm actually going to hold off, Joyce, because I have them on my blog, and at the end we'll give them our blog and they can take a look there, because I had an issue with my computer as your poem was going.
Oh, really? And, because once we promise something, we like to deliver. So you want to see if you can get it back on screen? Otherwise, you would have said the 5 questions. Get it back on screen. I'm going to go over to the why. You folks should be listening to our show every day. This from Beverly Nadler, our featured guest tomorrow.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
Yay! Okay, back to you, Gregory. Were we able to get that back?
Yes, we were. Good thing I have IT background, huh? Well,
because I just know, you know, when you're sitting in a seminar or listening in a conference and someone says we're going to give you 10 and they give you 9, that mind is always, now what was the 10th one? So we like to keep on point to what we say we're going to deliver. Go ahead, Gregory.
Absolutely. Here are the final 5. Number 6 is, are you acting on impulse or emotion instead of thinking things through? Sometimes our emotions give us hints about what we want and what we should do, but other times they're just responses to stress and maybe even indications we're on the right track. If you act in the moment of intense emotion, be it anger, fear, or frustration, you may regret it once the wave has passed. So sit back, take note of what you're feeling, feel it fully without judging it or yourself, then act when you've gotten to the other side. At least you'll know you made a decision in a moment of peace and clarity. Number 7 is, would you enjoy giving a loved one the honest explanation for why you gave up? And I mean honest. Would you like telling your daughter, I stopped trying to quit smoking because cigarettes are more important to me than having more golden years to spend with you? Would it be fun to tell your mother, I decided not to go to school because I'd rather spend time with my boyfriend of 3 months than prepare for a career that will ensure I won't end up homeless or jobless? If you lay it out like this, odds are you'll realize you had a really good reason for doing this difficult thing. And no matter how challenging the process is, it's worth plowing ahead. 3 more, Joyce. Number 8, would your life be better if you gave up on this goal? This may not sound motivational, but sometimes giving up is actually a so-so thing. Perhaps you set a completely unrealistic goal, and its pursuit is filling you with a constant sense of inadequacy and anxiety. Or maybe the goal isn't in yours or your family's best interest, and it's better to get out before you invest so much time it's near impossible to walk away. You could easily use this as a justification to delude yourself, so think about it carefully. Is this goal really a good thing when you weigh all the consequences of its fulfillment? Number 9, how much have you already put in? A concept studied in social psychology called the sunk cost principle indicates the more we've invested in something, the less likely we're able to prematurely walk away. How invested are you? How much money and time have you devoted? How many sacrifices have you made? Are you really willing to chalk it up as a loss because you're not feeling confident in your abilities? And the final question would be, what would you tell someone else if they were in your shoes? Would you tell your best friend to throw in the towel because she can't possibly reach her goal? Or would you practice your finest motivational speech and help her see what you see in her potential? Unless you're secretly a frenemy who hopes she fails in life odds, you'd push her to her best. So why not push yourself? It may sound kind of cheesy, but you need to be your own best friend. You, more than anyone in this world, deserve your belief and motivation. If you've gone all through all these questions and still feel resolute about the decision to give up, then you are on your way to abandon your goal. That's what I have, Joyce.
Oh, I think that was awesome. And I want to just say a little bit more about number 8, because that is really important. When Gregory said, you don't take this as a negative, would your life be better if you gave up? You really have to know when to stop if it's not in your best interest. So that's not negative at all. That's not giving up at all. That's making a wise decision that this goal is just not serving you. So I just wanted to hit that home as well, so you don't take it as a negative, because things could actually be better. It could open up other opportunities. So I thought the list was very, very good. I thought everyone could be a show unto its own. They were very powerful questions. Anything you want to say to wrap all that up?
Well, just that, you know, it is very important to make a commitment to yourself and to your business and whatever you're doing in life, because no one can stop you but you. Joyce?
Yes, no one can stop you but you, and that's very, very true. And another thing you referenced, it's just we do resonate on a lot of things when you talked about music. I love music. I love upbeat music. And here's one that was submitted to us by someone else I met on Facebook. When I heard the song, I played it, and I said, I got to have it for my show. So here's an example that, of something that instantly has me moving and feeling good with a great affirmation, with a great mantra. This by an original by Andre Porter.
You're now tuned into the Joyce Barry Show. We're all about that positive progress. We're all about that money. Yes, give me the money, 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 money. We need money, 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 money. Where's the money, 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 money? More money, more money, more money, more. Every day price rise. Now we need the money more. Can't wait for the money. Every day we run the money down. True hustlers always run the money down. Food have to eat. Clothes cost money. Bills must pay. Where's the landlord money? Kids have to eat. Where's the school fee money? Every day women complain about money, cause those who want it can't get it, and those who get it don't want it. So that's why they lose it. So when God bless, we won't lose it. Hustle for the art, never hustle for the vanity. Hustle for the love, cause you have to feed your family. Mother, father, uncle, auntie, brothers are your sister them, niece are your nephew them. Give with the money, 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 money. We need money, 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 money. Where's the money, 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 money? No blood money, 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 money. No funny money, 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 money. More money, more money, more money, more. So if you wanna...
Gregory, what'd you think of that? I think it's adorable, and I think he was so creative when I asked to play it on the show that he included in it an intro to our show. I was very impressed with that.
I think it's absolutely fantastic. I mean, it's music in general is just fantastic. You can reach so many people in so many genres. So, you know, I thought it was great. I can't wait to download the MP3.
Yeah, it was really good. So he had put a notice on his Facebook page that said, I really would love people to listen to this show that I just recorded, and if you like it, send it to 5 others. Well, I listened to it. I was laughing so hard. I loved it so much. I immediately contacted him, said I need it up in my studio, and he, with that, like as a surprise to me, I had no idea he was going to say, you know, you're listening to the Joyce Barry Show. And I just love when people think in terms of a win-win. That was really wonderful and supportive. There's a couple of other people that called in, but they're not asking to be on the air. I always just take a shot, and you never know. I just want to give the opportunity. Here we have 520-226. If you'd like to speak, what is your name and where you're calling from? 520-226. Okay, another anonymous one, no problem. We'll try one more, and that's 810-691. If you'd like to tell us your name and where you're calling from, 810-691. Okay, you know, it does have a, oh, I don't know, did he start saying something, 810, did you?
Yes, this is Paul Newbold. I just wanted to find out about this call. I'm from Michigan.
You're Paul from Michigan?
Yes, I'm calling. Greg is in my top line that I know of.
Oh, good. So you're another friend of Greg's. My goodness, Greg, you have friends out there that are listening to the show today. Do you have any kind of a question?
It was a very good show, I'll tell you that. I like to. I've got to learn the. I'm going to learn the process. I'm going nowhere, so. From now on, I've got to go up.
Absolutely, and I appreciate you tuning in today and speaking for a bit. And just to let you know, our Paul from Michigan, we have a great show every single day, all motivational, inspirational. Tomorrow is Here's to Your Health Thursday with Beverly Nadler. She's the author of Vibrational Harmony. She's our most valuable guest, given she's the only one that has a regular show each and every week. No one even comes close to that, but her health shows are on mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual ways to have really good health and to maintain that health. And it's so important that she has the show every week. And that poem earlier on about listening to the show every day, she just makes extraordinary contributions. Folks, and the commitment to your business, along the lines of that number eight, what would your life be better if you gave up on this goal? Well, we never, ever tell people to give up on their jobs. If they have a job and that's their security, we don't say to give up on it. But we would say to include other things that might make you happy as a home business. And then those other things, when you start making enough money to have financial security, then you could start, you know, doing more of that, and it would give you a way out when you're not happy. I just want to share with you how I choose a home business.
The home biz I choose will have to be a company whose products are so healthy. The company I call my own has an upline and leaders with a positive tone. The comp plan is generous, the products are great. It's time to join in, no reason to wait. We'll be smitten as we're sitting in a business that we are all winning. A company who does care, the business I must share with you.
Contact Joyce Barry, the home business coach, and you could start earning extra income today. Email coachjoyce@aol.com. That's coachjoyce@aol.com for a part-time, full-time, anytime opportunity. If you want to improve your finances, get out of debt, save money, and make money now. coachjoyce@aol.com.
And folks, once again, my website, Joyce Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, JoyceBarry.com, and in a moment I'll put Greg back on. He'll give you his contact information as well. But before we do that, I just want to share that in my website, JoyceBarry.com, there are literally hundreds of testimonials from people in all walks of life relevant to my coaching. I've been a life coach for many, many years. That's my other passion, my other commitment to coaching, as well as to this show. So here are just a few endorsements that I wanted to share with you.
Joyce Barry is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando.
Hiring Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I hired the Joycenator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back.
President Ronald Reagan.
Well, Joyce, Nancy, and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barry.
Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson.
If you can handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach.
Johnny Carson.
I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed?
Charlie Sheen.
Winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Woody Allen.
Are you crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barry as a coach? You kidding me?
Hi, Ted Siuba and I Think and Grow Rich. If you are thinking about hiring Joyce Barry as your coach, just do it and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Barry herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
Email coachjoyce@aol.com. That's coachjoyce@aol.com.
Hey, Greg, when you say it must be pretty good, if I can bring them back from the departed to give an endorsement, that takes a special talent, wouldn't you say?
That was fantastic. That was great. You have a wonderful show. Loved it.
Thank you so much. And that, of course, was by our most talented guest, Kirk Fitzpatrick. We've done many shows with him. He has an amazing talent as a songwriter, impersonator. His angelic voice opens the show. I'm going to use something from him to close the show as well, which we do every day. He's just amazing. He is our most talented guest. And speaking of a committed guest, we have Gregory Monsantry. Why don't you tell people about your website and whatever information about contacting you?
Very cool. Thank you so much, Joyce. Well, yes, again, my name is Gregory Monsantry. I'll give you my phone number is 772-202-8124. 772-202-8124. And Joyce, my website is whoisgregory.com.
And you can contact
that.
Yeah. That is adorable.
So who is Gregory? You can find out by going to whoisgregory.com. There's some information, obviously, about myself. The coaching that I do, you'll even see a picture of my wife and my dogs. You can even read about the 10 questions that we went over today. Joyce?
That whoisgregory.com, for those that are spelling challenged, it's G-R-E-G-O-R-Y. I always have to respect that this is a worldwide show. So what is very common in American culture and American names may not be somewhere else at the other end of the world. Whoisgregory.com. And today we were finding out who he is and his commitment level. Those questions were really terrific. I want to share another poem, you know, that also drives home the point. And that is, if not now, when? Since that is kind of like my mantra. And I would love to share that with all of you as well. If not now, when? Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration. Achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation? To get healthy and off that medication, to get wealthy, it's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not, now, when? Gregory, earlier on you mentioned how you make it a point to take 30 minutes of your day every day to read. I'm also very big on reading. And one of the books you mentioned was Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill. And it's interesting that I've yet to have a leader on our show that acknowledged books that left that one out. I grew up with that one as well. So anything you want to share about your favorite books?
Well, I have to tell you, when I first started, when I got involved in this industry, my mentor told me two books. He told me Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. That's what he handed to me. He handed me that one and How to Make Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. And don't get sidetracked by the title, How to Win Friends and Influence People. It's a phenomenal book by Dale Carnegie. You can get the paperback, the e-book. Matter of fact, yeah, you can get them all out there. But that's what I love, Joyce, because if you could spend 30 minutes on maybe, half a chapter, a full chapter, something just to get your mind straight, just to get your thinking pattern correct or in the right direction, it's going to make the big difference in not only your day, but the future, days to come. So
well,
for me,
two. Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm sorry. So for me, reading is very important, and you don't have to spend too long on it. Maybe a little bit in the morning, maybe some at night, whenever you can fit it in. If you're a traveler, bring some books on the plane. Nowadays, Joyce, people have tablets, and you can read these e-books, so it makes it very, very convenient. Joyce?
Yeah, those two books are the two I grew up with that I still have right here. And every leader, those are the two they mention, How to Win Friends and Influence People, Dale Carnegie, Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill. And I just want to share that we have a very frequent guest on our show, and that is Ted Siuba. You heard him with the endorsements, "I'm Ted Siuba and I Think and Grow Rich." Well, he is the world's foremost authority on Napoleon Hill, and he has out the new Think and Grow Rich, the revised edition, which makes it the contemporary version. He's an amazing author. I highly endorse his books and his work. So he has the new Think and Grow Rich revised edition. You can find that on Amazon. And just as one minor example, in the Napoleon Hill days, they barely, if at all, referenced women. So everything was written from the point of view, he, that kind of thing. So he has the contemporary vision to make it fit into modern-day society, the new Think and Grow Rich. Our friend Ted Siuba, who is one of my dear, dear friends, and in fact, in my All-Star team, I named him as my most indispensable guest. He's also a leading expert on the Internet, and he was the founder of the very first World Internet Summit. So suffice it to see, with any computer issues, things like that, I go to a foremost authority on the Internet who is a very, very dear friend. We have a few minutes left, so I want to go to another original poem that I know you're going to appreciate, Gregory, and it's called Your Comfort Zone. So let's do that one. Your Comfort Zone by yours truly, Joyce Barry. Don't call your friends. Get off the phone. Time to get out of your comfort zone. Turn off your radio. Turn off the TV. I won't call you. Don't you call me. Really take heed of what I say. Get things accomplished every day. You have a goal, maybe two. How will you handle it? What will you do? You can go to a movie and have some fun, or you can work on your goals and get things done. The choice is yours. What will you choose? Do you want to win or think you will lose? Your thoughts will always determine your fate. Keep them positive. Keep them great. Make your list. Keep it real and take each goal and seal the deal. You can take small steps or a quantum leap as long as you're moving and not asleep. You will win at this and accomplish more. It'll make you happy each time you score. It's great to have a mastermind group. It's best to keep a coach in the loop. Just go for it. Don't fret or moan. Time to get out of your comfort zone. And that was my internet guru, Ted Siuba, who put all these recordings up for me, put them up on YouTube. Why not have the best of the best support you with that which you don't know? And I always believed it's not what you know, it's who you know. So Ted helps me out with all that sort of thing, and he's an amazing, amazing man, the number one foremost authority on the works of Napoleon Hill. Folks, and, you know, it is a good idea to have a coach or a mentor, or a mastermind group, all those things. It's the beginning of the year. If you want to keep getting what you're getting, you're going to keep doing what you're doing. Our coaching show, all about coaching and who would hire a coach and is coaching for you, in our archives on January 4th, a whole show all about coaching. Gregory, anything you want to share about the poems or about anything that came up for you when you were listening to them?
Well, I got to say, first off, I'm definitely going to check out that show from January 4th. That's fantastic. But, you know, going back to the comfort zone, Brian Tracy's another great leader out there. He says, move out of your comfort zone. You can only grow if you're willing to feel awkward and uncomfortable when you try something new. And it's I'm sure, Joyce, you can agree with that, because it's when you start doing something differently and you feel a little out of that zone, that comfort that you're used to, is when you're actually growing and things are moving in the direction of change. And when you have change, you know, you're moving in the right spot. You're focused on that goal. So I absolutely love it. This has been a blast, Joyce. So back to you.
And, you know, I was just reminded of what made me come to you. What about you? Had I reached out to you to be on our show? And I remember now that you had all kinds of positive quotes and labels on your Facebook website. So we share that as well. We love music, we love quotes, and you use them readily as I do. I always feel that quotes kind of like drive it home, that one line that people remember. And if you're at a movie or a show and people are humming on the way out, they remember the show, that thing that you're left with. Let me share another poem called The Magical Keys. The Magical Keys, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. Are you a mover and a shaker? Are you a barrier breaker? What is your personal code? Is it to be in a positive mode? When you're getting your job done, are you happy and having fun? There are 24 hours in a day. Are you using them in a constructive way? There are 168 hours in a week. Are you operating at your peak? Look for miracles and know they will come. Then you are blessed to receive each one. Every dream you want to come true, ask the universe to give it to you. Focus on having good health. Focus on unlimited wealth. Focus on everything you say to bring great opportunities your way. Focus on people both near and far that really love you for who you are. When you work and when you rest, visualize receiving all the best. Believe and know you can have it all, even when you're up against the wall. Believe it as well you should. Believe it when you're feeling good. Believe it when you're feeling blue, then feel good to make it come true. The key is to get energized. The key is to get vitalized. The key is to get ignited. The key is to get excited. So, as you can plainly see, each one is a magical key. These magical keys will open your door to having all that you want and even more. And folks, we really do want you to have all that you want and even more. Really listen to our show each day for a knockout show with fabulous guests. I'm in the chat room, and I want to welcome once again, I see you in the chat room. I always like to have you there, Mrs. Dog Rescuer. We did a great show on animal rescue, and it's time we did another one. So just contact me, and we'll set that up. And somebody new in our chat room, race and ethnicity. So please, if you could just, while you're still in the chat room, just drop me a line there about how you know about the show, what brought you to the show. I always like to know how people came to our show, how they found out about us, and I certainly welcome any comments. So, Gregory, what would you like to say to wrap up?
Well, to wrap up, you know, I actually do a call on Saturday mornings, and you can find that information at my website again. But I'll leave you with this, and it's a quote that I always say at the end of any call, any show, anything that I do. So I'll leave you with this, Joyce. It's make today the best day of your life. Joyce?
Yeah, another good one. Make today the best day of your life. Make it meaningful. Make it count. And I always like to end our shows on an upbeat note. And as I said, I'm also a fan of music that can have that happen. So here is the Joyce Barry Mash that, again, our most talented guest, Kirk Fitzpatrick, sent in as a surprise. I had no idea he was putting it together. I love it. People love it. It gets you moving. So enjoy.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.
And folks, be committed to having this be a really special day. Thanks for tuning in. Hope you do the same tomorrow.